welcome to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, and we have a special episode planned for today. It's going to be episode number 54, and it is our tribute to the late Rocky Erickson, who passed away just the other day, May 4th, 2019, 71 years old. Let's keep listening to a little bit of this classic track from the 13th floor elevators, Slip Inside This House. Are familiar with the work and the legend of Rocky Erickson, one of the pioneers of psychedelic rock and roll from the 1960s from Austin, Texas. 13th Floor Elevators, they never really made it that big during their time as a band, but their impact was tremendous and sort of sparked the American psychedelic revolution that was partially influenced by the British invasion, but Honestly, a lot of it had to do with the elevators leaving Austin with tons of legal problems and going to San Francisco, encountering all the folk hippies that were playing music at the time. And they were mostly playing jug band and folk music until the elevators got there in 65 or 66. And it sort of like sparked the Big Brother and the Holding Company and the Grateful Dead, and all these people sort of switched over to electric music. At least that's how I read it. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about the story of Rocky Erickson because that's, you know, left to books and documentaries and whatnot, and there's a lot of that out there as a resource. So if you're curious and want to learn more about the life of and the music of Rocky Erickson and his long and troubled history with mental illness and drugs and so forth and legal problems, a book that I would recommend is iMind, which is the story of the 13th floor elevators, and it's a very long and harrowing story. It's a thick book. And then the documentary You're Gonna Miss Me, which came out probably 10 or so years ago, which is the story of Rocky Erickson and the 13th floor elevators and what happened after the fall of the 13th floor elevators. But then there's a lot of other interesting little tidbits of weird homemade and DIY documentaries made in the 70s and 80s that are available on YouTube, and I'm going to play some clips from them that are just fans. You know, he was sort of a recluse and would come out of hiding to play shows and then just go back into hiding. And fans from all over the world would seek him out for interviews and stuff, and he had a hard time dealing with that. He was definitely not really good at interacting or socializing, and he was very detached and, you know, schizophrenic. So beside the darkness, he was one of the most gifted singers and interesting songwriters of all of American popular music and just an unsung hero. So we're going to start off by going back to the very beginning of his recorded career, 17, 18 years old. And this band from Austin, Texas is the Spades. And they were sort of an R&B rock and roll band that existed for a little bit before he joined them. And then once he did join them. He sort of they sort of started blowing up, but then the Spades transformed into the 13th Floor Elevators. So some of the similar members with that band, but they put out 145 as the Spades, I believe in 1965, and we're gonna play that right now, and it's the original version of "You're Gonna Miss Me," followed by a song entitled "We Sell Soul," which later became "Don't Fall Down" on the Psychedelic Sounds of 13th Floor Elevators, their debut album. It changed the flavor a little bit. The original version of "We Sell Soul," as you will hear, is a raucous garage. This is some just prime raw garage rock from the 60s. So let's get to that right now. This is the Spades doing "You're Gonna Miss Me," followed by "We Sell Soul," right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
As the sun greets the dawn, you're gonna wake up one morning. As the sun greets the dawn, you're gonna look around in your mind, girl. You're gonna find that I'm gone. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. Baby, you never heeded it. How can you say you miss my loving when before you never needed it? You're gonna wake up wondering, find yourself all alone. But what's gonna stop? I'm not coming home. I'm not coming home.
You are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. We are doing episode number 54. It's a tribute to the late Rocky Erickson, who just passed away the other day, May 4th, 2019, age 71. A pioneer in rock and roll in the 1960s, is psychedelic music. And like I said before, I played those songs. I'm not going to talk too much about the story and his life. I just want to focus on the music because there's a lot of other sources to learn about that, because it is long and complicated. All that I will say is that the 13 Floor Elevators, they wanted to promote a higher consciousness, and they thought the way to do that was to spread the gospel of LSD, and it caused a lot of fucking problems, but made a lot of great music. So what you were just hearing was the group that preceded the 13 Floor Elevators in Austin, Texas, in 1965, which was the Spades, featuring a teenaged Rocky Erickson on lead vocals right there. And that last track we heard was We Sell Soul, preceded by the original version of You're Gonna Miss Me, I guess, which is the song he's probably most known for because of his absolutely ripping, howling rock and roll vocals and just an original sound completely. So the jug of Tommy Hall had not yet been added to the mix, and also the philosophy and songwriting of Tommy Hall, who was he was considered to be the band leader of the 13 Floor Elevators when they were on American Bandstand. And what's his face asks him, so who's the head of the group here? And Tommy Hall goes, oh, we're all heads. So now we're going to get into the very first recordings of 13 Floor Elevators, which were just reissued very recently on a extensive box set. And these recordings were known as the Headstone Sessions. And it contains the earliest versions of some of the tracks that ended up on the 13th Floor, the psychedelic sounds of 13th Floor Elevators. So we're going to play some of them. You can tell they're actually a lot different. The recording quality is very crisp. And some of these songs are... they're a lot peppier than the versions that ended up being on the Psychedelic Sounds album. First off, we'll hear Tried to Hide, the version from the 1966 Headstone Sessions of the 13th Floor Elevators on our Rocky Erickson tribute episode right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Dressing. Well, you may know the song.
Listening to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, episode number 54, Born to Ascend, our tribute to the late Rocky Erickson. So we were just listening to some unreleased cuts that were titled The Contact Sessions that were released in a box set very recently in the last 10 years. New masters of some absolutely incredible psychedelic rock and roll from the 13th Floor Elevators. Some performances that I think exceed the album that actually was released, which was The Psychedelic Sounds of 13th Floor Elevators. A classic, no doubt, but some of these tracks are... the fidelity's a little bit better, and the performances, I think, are more raw. But we're going to get to a few more 13th Floor Elevator cuts. I'm going to mostly not stick to the albums because they're available to the public, and I highly, you know, suggest if you're interested or a fan to go just check out their discography. All of their albums have been reissued on vinyl and digital formats and whatnot, their first being The Psychedelic Sounds of 13th Floor Elevators. It's really a hard choice for me which one is my favorite. It's a tie between Easter Everywhere, the follow-up album, and the first one. And then the third one is Bowl of the Woods, which was really the last official release. And not really, it's not one I'm really that into because Rocky doesn't sing that much on it. It's a lot of Stacey Sutherland, which is cool that we get to hear from him. But I don't know, I think that they were sort of over at that point. There was too many problems with the band. That's sort of my opinion about it. And it just sort of fell apart. But Easter Everywhere is a psychedelic masterpiece. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from Easter Everywhere and then one track from Bowl of the Woods, which is sort of like the most uncharacteristic. Yeah, it's a real weird one, but we'll get to that. So up next from the 1968 album Easter Everywhere, I'm going to play some tracks for you. And the first one of them is going to be Levitation, which is a classic raucous Elevators track. So let's hear that right now on BTA Sounds Radio. Thank you.
Fly on by, levitation. its fever clinging. But I can hear you singing in the corners of my brain. Every doubt that bound me, every sound of riot, everything is quiet, but the song that keeps me sane. I can hear your voice echoing my voice softly. I can feel your strength reinforcing mine. If you fear I'll lose my spirit like a drunkard's wasted wine, don't you even think about it. I'm feeling fine.
Listening to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode number 54. It's our tribute to the late, great Rocky Erickson, psychedelic pioneer from Austin, Texas. And you were just listening to some tracks by the 13th Floor Elevators. The one we just heard was May the Circle Remain Unbroken, which was the final track on their final official studio album, Bull of the Woods, from 1968. And then before that, you heard I Had to Tell You from 1967's Easter Everywhere, a psychedelic masterpiece in my opinion. Also before that, you heard I've Got Levitation from the same album, two of my favorite tracks off that. I actually am just finding out right now that there is an unfinished Elevators album that is going by the name I Love That Sound. And I'm seeing now that there are tracks online from that. But I'm not going to get into that route. I'm now going to journey into the 1970s and 80s, into Rocky Erickson's troubled solo career, where he changed his sound entirely. Some might say that he invented sort of a proto-punk horror rock sound. He started writing all these songs based on, I'm sure, on his inner demons, as well as different themes from cheesy horror movies from his youth, from the 50s and 60s and whatnot. But also, he was, you know, an incredible singer, songwriter, and played a lot of very folk-inspired tunes, and was also inspired very much by Buddy Holly, fellow Texan. You can hear that his vocal influence is very strong on some of the tracks I'm about to play. But I'm going to play some audio that comes from a documentary that was made in 1984, a fan-made documentary by, I think the guy's either Dutch or German, comes to visit him. And, you know, Rocky is definitely unhinged, and he's asking him about his influences, and he goes on a little weird tangent about Bob Dylan and then plays Bob Dylan songs. So we're going to hear some of that audio because it's not to be missed. It's really cool. And we'll hear some more acoustic tracks from Rocky Erickson right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Is this some kind of horror movie story?
Right, yes,
You saw it in a movie? Or?
Yeah, it's a little horror movie, yeah, right, kind of like the...
You talked about your early influences kind of. As James Brown, Little Richard, Bob Dylan.
Right.
What do you think of Bob Dylan, the stuff you do today compared to the old stuff?
Yeah, I like all Bob Dylan's stuff, you know, I always do.
You met him?
Huh?
Have you met him?
Yeah, sure. He lives here with me, you know.
Bob Dylan? Mm-hmm. You told me earlier that he was from another planet, that he's not on Earth.
Yeah, right.
Well, can you explain a bit more about that?
Well, I'm just saying a lot of people probably thought that Bob Dylan exists, you know, or probably a lot of them, they knew that he wasn't, you know, on this earth or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but I didn't really know. You know, I don't really know, you know, what really people know of Bob Dylan. I don't really know.
You think he's a demon?
Yeah, some sort of demon, you know. Uh-huh. But he won't hurt you or anything, you know. He's got that song, And God Made the Animals, or And God Gave Names to All the Animals, you know?
Yeah. You talked about a Dylan song.
Yeah, I can play you a Dylan song. How many roads can a man walk down before you can call him a man? Just a white dove sail before she can sleep in the sand. How many times can a man? I can't even. No. How many times can a cannonball splat before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Think of your own music? What? How do you classify it? Is it new wave? Is it? What do you call it? Is it horror rock?
Yeah, horror rock. I'd like to do it in a way if other people would like to try it. You know, like Alice Cooper. You know, everybody bothers him all the time, where he never can really open his mouth. You know about horror rock. You know? It's a cold night for alligators. It's a cold night for dogs. The dogs choke on their barking when they see alligator persons in their bargain phone. It's a cold night for alligators when men turn into them in the night. It's a cold night for alligators. It's a cold night for their mind.
Church, you know, and there would be certain songs that would just knock me out, like Oh Holy Night, and it was like some rock and roll song, man, like plugging in your favorite, you know, station, you know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of church and all that, what kind of, you know, if it's not intriguing too much, what kind of spiritual or religious background did you have?
I've gone through three changes. I thought I was a Christian, and then I was with the devil, you know, where I signed my soul to the devil, and then, you know, Bird has copies of it, you know, where I did, and then the third one where I know who I am, you know, I feel like I'm a monster. Mm. I feel like I'm the robe of many colors spoke of in the Bible. It, in other words, a demon, a gremlin, a goblin, mm-hmm. a vampire, a ghost, and an alien, you know, with a brain about this big.
Creature!
You're not Buchanan. I don't look like him, but I am him. Don't you recognize the voice, Jim? I promise to see you die, and I will. I told you I would live to see you die. I am watching you now. I told you I would see you die.
You're listening to BTA Sounds Radio, episode 54. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, and this is our Rocky Erickson tribute. That last block of tunes coming from his varied and troubled solo career. That last song was taken from live footage from 1980 of the song Creature with the Atom Brain, where he was playing atop a tombstone in a graveyard. Before that, you heard a live version of Cold Night for Alligators, and that was taken from another one of these fan-made documentaries. It's on YouTube. That footage was from 1984, and then you heard him talking a little bit about Bob Dylan before that and horror rock, and he does a little impromptu rendition of Blowing in the Wind. And so we're going to get to our final block of Rocky Erickson tunes, to some of my favorite, more of his softer, less haunted love songs from his solo career. So we're going to get to a version of I Love the Living You, which I didn't know about until I heard Jeff Mangum from Neutramilk Hotel was covering that, and during his stint as a solo comeback sort of thing going on. Anyway, so here is Rocky Erickson doing I Love the Living You right here on BTA Sounds Radio. La 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 la.
hot is hot and cold is cold. Thank you for the living you. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for everything that's you. Thank you for the living you.
Strikes anymore, but I can't make it rain because it would only light me again. Lightning never strikes anymore. Yeah.
are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, and this has been episode number 54. It's our tribute to Rocky Erickson, great pioneer of psychedelic rock, just passed away the other day, and so I had to pick some of my favorite Rocky and 13-4 Elevator tracks for you, and we're winding down our episode right now. That last track you just heard was You Don't Love Me Yet, and before that, you heard I Love the Living You. We're going to close it out right now with a classic from The Evil One, from I believe it was recorded in 1975 and wasn't released till 1980, but let's get to our final track, which is I Think of Demons. It's just a perfect rock and roll song, great vocals, great guitar, great production on that. I want to thank everybody for listening to BTA Sounds Radio this week. It's been episode 54, Born to Ascend, our Rocky Erickson tribute. And if you have any questions, complaints, or requests, please send them to btasoundsradio@gmail.com. I have never gotten one fucking email. Please, somebody out there, send me an email. btasoundsradio@gmail.com. SoundCloud.com/BTASoundsRadio, BTASoundsRadio.podomatic.com. That's where you can find us. Also on Google Podcasts and streaming from iTunes, all for free. Free music. So this has been Baltimore's Obscure Music. And let's hear I Think of Demons from Rocky Erickson on BTA Sounds Radio. You never know what you're gonna hear. Thank you.